North Korea has acknowledged that it successfully test-fired an intercontinental ballistic missile for the second time. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has described the country's weapons program as, quote, an invaluable asset that cannot be taken back. He's called the second ICBM launch a stern warning for America, saying it puts the entire U.S. territory within striking range. Early on Friday, U.S. President Donald Trump condemned North Korea's actions as, quote, reckless and dangerous. Trump warned Pyongyang about the consequences of such tests. He pledged to spare no effort to protect the U.S. and its allies in the region. The missile flew nearly 1,000 kilometers before landing west of Japan's island of Hokkaido on Friday. In response to North Korea's latest missile launch, the U.S. and South Korea have conducted a joint ballistic missile exercise. The Pentagon said in a statement that the missiles were fired into territorial waters of South Korea along the east coast. The joint exercise came after the heads of the U.S. and South Korean militaries discussed military response options to North Korea's launch by phone. In separate statements, the United Nations chief and the European Union have condemned Pyongyang's action. The French Foreign Ministry has also called for immediate adoption of U.N. Security Council sanctions against North Korea. Meanwhile, South Korea's president has issued a stark warning to the North, pledging to punish the country.
In accordance with the result of detailed analysis, North Korea will pay the corresponding price and face strong measures against the country. We are sternly warned that if North Korea continues its missile provocations, we will firmly prepare ourselves with various core military strength. North Korea should not misjudge or test our will.
President Moon further urged North Korea to awake from what he called the false delusion of nuclear and missile development and to choose to come to out of the path of truthful dialogue. He urged him to come out to the path of truthful dialogue, that is. He has also ordered discussions to be held with the U.S. on deploying additional American THAAD missile systems in South Korea. For further details on that, let's turn over to Jennifer Chang, Press TV's correspondent in Seoul. Jennifer, what more can you tell us?
Well, the test was an improvement over the July 4th test. It was the second test in only 24 days. Now, the North has conducted scores of missile tests this year alone, and it has dramatically improved its nuclear capability. The U.S. was expecting it not to be able to deliver a nuclear warhead via ICBM to the U.S. by next year, but now they say they expect the North to likely be able to do that early next year, and they are really not ready for that yet. So they are scrambling to find a way to deal with the North. And one of the things they are thinking of doing is a military option, a military strike against North Korea. But a U.S. military official said, a high-ranking official said, that if that happens, we will see the greatest loss of human life, the greatest tragedy since World War II, surpassing even World War II, which saw the greatest number of deaths in all of human history. So the U.S. is reluctant to do that. They have long believed that if they strike at the North will retaliate by attacking South Korea, which is very close to the North. They have hundreds of artillery pointed at Seoul, a population of 20 million people in the Seoul metropolitan area alone, 20 to 25 million people. So the U.S. is going to try to find a way to deal with this, but there are no good solutions for the U.S. at this point. They have tried to pressure China to sanction North Korea, but China is more interested in making sure that North Korea is stable so that it does not collapse, so that a stream of refugees does not flood into China, threatening China's own security. And so the U.S. is getting very frustrated. They have actually placed sanctions on China on June 29th because China is not complying with its demands to rein in Pyongyang. And so the U.S. is now being forced to see that it really has little in the way of a realistic option except to engage in dialogue with North Korea. North Korea is morphing into a nuclear and missile power right before the U.S.'s eyes. The U.S. is helpless. It can do nothing. It is being forced to the negotiating table with North Korea. And it's really not quite ready to do that. You know, there are many things the North Koreans will demand, such as that U.S. South Korean military exercises be halted. The U.S. and South Korean militaries in South Korea conducted a highly publicized drill where they fired ballistic missiles into the East Sea. But North Korea will demand that all of that stop. And so right now, things are getting much, much more tense and dangerous here on the Korean Peninsula at an alarming rate.
Right, a chaotic situation indeed, Jennifer. We'll be in touch with you for further developments. That was Press TV's Jennifer Chang out of Seoul.